This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, said a formal ceasefire agreement, which was due to expire at midnight, would be extended for a further 72 hours, quote, in response to international, regional, and local calls, end quote. There was no immediate comment from the Army. Despite the extension and series of ceasefires secured by mediators, the sounds of gunfire echoed in Khartoum on Sunday, in contrast to the cheery chirping of birds. Sudan's rival military forces accuse each other of fresh violations of the ceasefire. The deadly conflict held on for a third week despite warnings of a slide towards catastrophic civil war. An aircraft carrying 8 tons of emergency medical supplies landed in Sudan to help hospitals devastated by more than 2 weeks of fighting between forces loyal to rival generals. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Sunday the supplies are enough to help treat more than 1,000 war wounded. A National Doctors Association said more than two-thirds of hospitals in areas with active fighting are out of service because of a shortage of medical supplies, health workers, water, and electricity. Officers from the local and state police, as well as the FBI, are still looking for the man they say shot to death 5 neighbors in the U.S. state of Texas. Law enforcement released a photo of and named the suspect Sunday. Officials combed the property where the 38-year-old suspect lives. Authorities say he used an AR-15-style rifle in the shooting late Friday. Police said all 5 victims, the youngest, who was 8 years old, were from Honduras. There were a total of 10 people in the house when the attack took place, they said. This is